Millions of American families rely on the bank HSBC for everything from checking accounts to mortgages.
When the most ruthless of the Mexican drug cartels wanted to hide their money, they went to HSBC. So did terror groups, including Hamas and Al-Qaeda, along with Iran and other countries on the U.S. financial blacklist.
Nobody at HSBC will face criminal charges.
The bank did business with known drug lords, Iran, even banks associated with Al-Qaeda. Many are asking tonight, how did the bank manage to avoid criminal charges?
Case that has everything, everything except an arrest. And that struck some as odd because the bank admits to almost going out of its way to act as a financial clearinghouse for international pariahs and drug dealers.
There will be no prosecution of the bank or its top executives, despite more than a decade of dealing with criminals and terrorists.
HSBC instructed an Iranian bank how to conceal $183 million in transactions. Nobody at HSBC will face criminal charges. U.S. Attorney Loretta Lynch.
The investigation revealed that staggering amounts of cash, hundreds of thousands of U.S. dollars daily, were being deposited into HSBC Mexico using boxes specially made to fit through their tellers' windows to speed the transactions.
Nobody at HSBC will face criminal charges.
Indeed, it was reported to one HSBC official that HSBC Mexico had received the ringing endorsement of money launderers as the place to launder money.
Nobody at HSBC will face criminal charges. Notre Dame professor Jimmy Garulli investigated money laundering cases for the Treasury Department.
We're not talking about mere negligence. We're talking about a criminal scheme that was adopted as a policy of HSBC.
Nobody at HSBC will face criminal charges.
Some would say that the message is, if you break all the laws you can until you get caught, you may have to pay a lot of money, but you're not going to go to jail.
That's a very short-sighted view, I think, because in this case, they're obviously paying a great deal of money.
But you're not going to go to jail.
That's a very short-sighted view, I think, because in this case, they're obviously paying a great deal of money.
But with $38 billion in profits over just the last 2 years alone, HSBC can easily afford its $1.92 billion payment.
Some would say that the message is, if you break all the laws you can until you get caught, you may have to pay a lot of money, but you're not going to go to jail.
That's a very short-sighted view, I think, because in this case, they're obviously paying a great deal of money.
The bank is making, I believe, north of $10 billion in profit in the last year. And so $2 billion is not going to cripple them by any means.
But they also have had to literally turn their company inside out.
But you're not going to go to jail.
And the message should be that that's what you have to do.
But you're not going to go to jail.
HSBC said it has cleaned house, firing top executives, taking back their bonuses. But nobody at HSBC will face criminal charges.
We close branches in areas where there's a high risk of money laundering.
Now is the appropriate time for me and for the bank for someone new to serve as the head of group compliance.
Nobody at HSBC will face criminal charges.
And the message should be,
but you're not going to go to jail. The message is, if you break all the laws you can, you may have to pay a lot of money, but you're not going to go to jail.
This is a signal to other banks that if you do this kind of stuff, you'll get a parking ticket, you'll pay the fine, and you'll move on.
The bank's lawyers have argued that a successful prosecution of HSBC could have put the bank out of business in the U.S., costing lots of jobs and disrupting financial markets.
Nobody at HSBC will face criminal charges.
Well, John, with all of this apparent evidence, why didn't the Department of Justice press a criminal prosecution on the money laundering charges?
HSBC became simply too big to prosecute. The bank said today it is profoundly sorry, but for a small percentage of its yearly profits, HSBC has demonstrated how big banks can get away with crimes that would send others to prison for years and years.
There was a sequence of transactions in a bank in Japan in which they brought sequentially numbered traveler's checks into this one little bank in Japan, totaling $290 million. And no one seemed to have any idea where it was coming from. And it all traced back to a guy in Russia who claimed to be a used car salesman. And no one asked any questions.
A used car salesman.
A used car salesman with $290 million in sequentially numbered traveler's checks.
But isn't there supposed to be internal monitoring going on inside a bank?
Right. The basic principle is called know your customer. The bank branch in Mexico had a location in the Cayman Islands where there were, on paper, $2.1 billion worth of accounts for tens of thousands of customers. That branch had no staff and had no office. And no one knew really who that money belonged to.
And the culpability inside HSBC Devlin Barrett, is it known who knew and how high it went?
There was an electronic trail of all the internal warnings that went on. At one point, one compliance officer complained, you know, what is this, the school of low expectations banking? You know, we know how this movie ends, and it ends badly. And those warnings kept going up, and they kept getting ignored. That's what the electronic records show. And since this whole thing has come to light, a lot of the senior leadership has changed out.
But nobody at HSBC will face criminal charges.
And the message should be,
you're not going to go to jail. The message is, if you break all the laws you can, you may have to pay a lot of money, but you're not going to go to jail. You're not going to go to jail. You're not going to go to jail. You're not going to go to jail.
This is a criminal investigation. No one's going to jail, though.
Right. And this is the other issue that comes up in the public mind, because since the financial meltdown, the constant complaint you hear is no one important has paid for doing anything truly criminal. And that issue has been raised again in this case.
A Senate investigation found the bank had given terrorists and drug dealers access to America's financial system.
It's an excruciating comedown. Executives of Europe's biggest bank accused of effectively being financiers to drug kingpins, rogue nations and terrorists by failing to properly guard against money laundering.
And degrees of unacceptability. Isn't this kind of shocking?
I'm not going to quarrel with you, Senator, of course.
Despite warnings from Mexican authorities, huge sums of drug money almost certainly flowed through HSBC from Mexican cartels to be laundered in America. But perhaps the most damaging finding was that HSBC helped conceal $16 billion worth of transactions from Iran, circumventing sanctions.
We deeply regret and apologise for the fact that HSBC did not live up to our own expectations, the expectations of our regulators, our customers, our employees, and the general public.
I don't got no type. Nah. Bad bitches is the only thing that I like.
A year-long US government investigation found HSBC essentially acted as banker to some of the world's most dangerous people. Clients from Saudi Arabia, Syria and Russia used the bank to channel money from illegal operations through the bank's US arm. It sent money to Iran despite a government ban. Mexican authorities warned the bank several times over several years, yet Mexican drug cartels continued to launder billions of dollars through HSBC accounts.
As I have thought about the structural transformation of the bank's compliance function, I recommended to the group that now is the appropriate time for me and for the bank for someone new to serve as the head of group compliance.
The money laundering stretched across the world. HSBC's Mexico unit shipped $7 billion in cash to the bank's U.S. affiliate. Law enforcement officials say the only way to account for that much money is if it was drug money. What's more, HSBC's U.S. affiliate, the report says, handled nearly 25,000 transactions involving Iran from 2001 to 2007 in spite of U.S. sanctions on Tehran. And some bank executives were aware of that practice. Their European unit stripped out information that linked the transfers to Iran. The bank itself, in a review, found those transactions totaled nearly $20 billion.
But nobody at HSBC will face criminal charges.
Latest SwissLeaks revelations indicate that HSBC in Geneva supported its clients in their illegal business dealings for years. It's linked to some 100,000 clients worth a total of more than 100 billion euros. The HSBC system functioned like this. Anyone who wanted to, for instance, dodge taxes at home, opened an account at HSBC's Geneva branch. The client would be given a numbered account, which could then be used to open numerous sub-accounts, and the money could be distributed among them all. Additionally, clients could shelter their money in a foundation with headquarters in an offshore tax haven. But HSBC didn't just help its clients with traditional tax dodging. Its bankers also allegedly helped launder money. For instance, the files reveal that money from blood diamond trafficking was invested with the bank. Several thousand gem dealers are listed as clients of HSBC's Swiss bank. Money from drug trafficking was also found in the bank's accounts, and even weapons dealers are said to be clients, including top-level financial backers of the terrorist group Al-Qaeda.
The bank is clearly guilty. It would be one thing if there were just a few cases, but there were 100,000. That means they were clearly looking for this kind of business, tax evasion and money laundering.
Most of the roughly 100,000 clients mentioned in the files are from Switzerland. The next largest groups are from France and Britain. But the services of the Geneva branch were in demand around the world, especially in Brazil, the United States, and Mexico. HSBC also had a large number of clients in South Africa and Saudi Arabia. But there were customers in nearly every country across the globe.
Bad bitches is the only thing that I like.
So you don't think the bank got off easy?
No, and I don't think the bank thinks it got off easy.
The other issue becomes, the government has made settlements with a bunch of other banks for this type of conduct.
Nobody at HSBC will face criminal charges.
The message is, if you break all the laws you can, you may have to pay a lot of money. But you're not going to go to jail. 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 You're not going to go to jail.
Holding on to things I had, I bottled up inside. Wanna face my demons, but denial makes me high. Thought I had it figured out, I guess it was a lie. Thought I was a grown up, but I'm really just a child.
HSBC became simply too big to prosecute. The bank said today it is profoundly sorry, but for a small percentage of its yearly profits, HSBC has demonstrated how big banks can get away with crimes that would send others to prison for years and years.
My little heart is broken, and the world will pay the cost. Smash my heart in pieces, it looks so good on the floor. Now I really hate you, and I wanna hate you more.
This is a criminal investigation. No one's going to jail.
Right. And this is the other issue that comes up in the public mind, because since the financial meltdown, the constant complaint you hear is no one important has paid for doing anything truly criminal.